Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Onega head basketball coach of the girls team, Craig Boswell, after a tough one last night, 46-40. Coach, you guys certainly had opportunities. You guys did take a step in the right direction after a couple tough losses going into the break, but unfortunately last night some things just not falling your way.
Yeah, you know, Axel, they shot lights out. You know, they shot, I think, a little bit over 40%, and that says a lot about them. You know, our defense didn't show up last night. I think we gave up 6 threes. Our perimeter defense just hasn't been very good lately, and so that's something that we got to work on. But, you know, coming out of break, I thought we did a lot of good things last night. You know, we tried some new things, but I think it's going to kind of, you know, work itself out later in the year.
Yeah, as of right now, officially in the standings 0-3, but you guys have defeated some teams from the league, but of course, unfortunately, not going as league wins. So you guys have shown that you can do it. How are you guys trying to turn things around and get a win in league play?
Well, once we get everybody healthy, and, you know, I think last night we just had a couple girls that had to step up. We were without our best defender last night, which I think really would have helped us put pressure a lot more on the ball. So we had some girls that stepped up, and, you know, I think they were just a step behind. They were trying to catch up during our last couple of days of practice. But overall, you know, I think once when we get everybody healthy, everybody back consistently, I think all of us will be on the same page, and I really do think that we'll be able to compete with some of these teams coming up.
Absolutely. And you guys get a break from league play, though, on Friday as you guys take on a Foothills Christian team. And, Coach, what do you know about this squad?
They have, you know, two pretty good little players. They have about a 6-foot girl that can, you know, do it all. She can she can rebound anything. She's long and lanky, and so we got to make sure we box out Friday night. And then they have a guard that can shoot the three ball. So, I mean, we got our hands full. I mean, it won't be an easy game. We just got to go out there and play like we did the first three games and just get that confidence back, because right now I think our girls, after playing, you know, the number one, number four, and then losing a close one to Axel, much improved Axel. I think we got to get that confidence back, and I'm hoping Friday will be it.
Yeah, certainly an opportunity, too, because, of course, coming out of the break, it's always a little difficult to get your team back right away, but you guys certainly played, but were very competitive last night. So, Coach, with that being said, how do you feel like your team is going to be able to respond from adversity coming up on Friday?
I think after the game, you know, we kind of discussed what we need to work on. I kind of challenged them a little bit, you know, kind of put their egos aside a little bit and start playing for Onega and for each other. And I think they're going to come out with some tenacity. You know, I can see it in their eyes. They're a pretty hungry bunch. And I know they felt like they could have really pulled out the win there at the end of the game. And I think they're wanting to show up and prove that, you know, they can do it. And they're looking forward for the next couple games against the TVL team.
We got some opportunities to do it at home as well before the TVL tournament. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here on Locker Room Chat. And best of luck, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.